Now look at part 3, questions 11 to 15.
For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time.
You will hear the conversation twice.
You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3.
You will hear a tour guide talking about arrangements for a day trip to a place called Gullam.
Good morning. You've all booked the trip to Gullam tomorrow, and I'd like to explain the arrangements for what will be a great day out. This is one of our most popular trips, so you're sure to enjoy it. We're meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning, as the bus will go at exactly 8:15. This is instead of the usual departure time of 8:30. The reason for this is that after picking you up, we've got to collect a number of passengers from other hotels. To get on the bus, please meet at the entrance to the hotel rather than at the reception desk, which gets quite crowded in the mornings. So, to the trip itself. Our first stop will be at a magnificent ruin just outside Gullam. It used to be a palace. I'm sure the guide mentioned it during the tour of the ancient theatre, if you went on that yesterday. The atmosphere there's really special, as you'll see for yourselves. Afterwards, we'll drive on to the Wakizi restaurant on the Gullam River for lunch. That's spelled W-A-K-I-Z-I, by the way. Do check their menu online. It's fantastic. There'll be plenty of time to take photos while we're there. In the afternoon, we'll stop at Gullam Beach, where there's a choice of activities to do. One option is to go diving. The variety of fish species on this part of the coast is quite amazing. For those people who like volleyball, we're organising a competition on the beach. Unfortunately, at this time of year, sailing isn't possible due to the lack of wind. We'll provide towels and beach chairs, but please don't forget the sun cream, as the temperatures are very high. You'll need it even on a cloudy day. The bus will be... It's about a 36...
Now listen again.
Good morning. You've all booked the trip to Gullam tomorrow, and I'd like to explain the arrangements for what will be a great day out. This is one of our most popular trips, so you're sure to enjoy it. We're meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning, as the bus will go at exactly 8:15. This is instead of the usual departure time of 8:30. The reason for this is that after picking you up, we've got to collect a number of passengers from other hotels. To get on the bus, please meet at the entrance to the hotel rather than at the reception desk, which gets quite crowded in the mornings. So, to the trip itself. Our first stop will be at a magnificent ruin just outside Gullam. It used to be a palace. I'm sure the guide mentioned it during the tour of the ancient theatre, if you went on that yesterday. The atmosphere there's really special, as you'll see for yourselves. Afterwards, we'll drive on to the Wakizi restaurant on the Gullam River for lunch. That's spelled W-A-K-I-Z-I, by the way. Do check their menu online. It's fantastic. There'll be plenty of time to take photos while we're there. In the afternoon, we'll stop at Gullam Beach, where there's a choice of activities to do. One option is to go diving. The variety of fish species on this part of the coast is quite amazing. For those people who like volleyball, we're organising a competition on the beach. Unfortunately, at this time of year, sailing isn't possible due to the lack of wind. We'll provide towels and beach chairs, but please don't forget the sun cream, as the temperatures are very high. You'll need it even on a cloudy day. The bus will be... It's about a 36...
That is the end of part 3.